Would you have your Bibles? Please turn to Matthew 7. And we're going to read from 24 to 29. Matthew 7, 24 through 29. And the Bible says this: Therefore, whosoever heareth these things, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Thank you, brother. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. My parable this evening, or my devotional, is the parable of the two builders. So as we read these scriptures, it begins with, as therefore, is used in the beginning phrase. It is certain that the teachings of the Lord in this section are rooted in the preceding passage. In fact, this section is a fitting conclusion to the entire Sermon on the Mount. If we do not put this instruction of Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount, to practice, our spiritual house will fall in this life and come to ruin in this world. You see, in Matthew 7, 24 to 25 is the conclusion and explanation of Matthew 7, 21, 23. Brother read this, the first thing on our devotional. Let us go through it again. It says, Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me that in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work in iniquity. You see, in these two passages of Scripture, we have contrasted sayings and doing, and since Christ knows us by our fruits, Matthew 7:20, and since Christ never knew these spoken of here, it is obvious they didn't have good fruit, but only said they had done these things in the name of Christ or by his authority. Although this point was very clearly set forth by the illustration of the fruit tree, Matthew 7, 17 through 20, our Lord drives home the point by the most bone-chilling words known to man. I never knew you. Christ has never known or accepted the false teacher, or the one who says and does not. One who does not submit to the Lord's will in every point has contaminated fruit. With these thoughts in mind, let us turn our attention to our Lord's chief argument for having a firm foundation as seen in the parable of the wise and the foolish builders. Everyone is a builder. This wise man chose a proper foundation, doing the will of God, and built an enduring house, the only profitable life. The foolish man labored to build a house upon the sand. This was done in disobedience to God's word, and his house and labor were lost. Every man will build some type of house. To really appreciate this parable, one needs to understand a little about the terrain of Palestine. Palestine is covered with hills and valleys. In winter and early spring, the heavy mountain rains come. This causes peaceful streams to become raging streams and carry everything in its path with it. This leaves a sandy deposit in the lowlands. The wise man will not build in the sand. He chooses to build in the higher country where there is solid rock. We are all going to build on a foundation in this life, whether we realize it or not. We are going to build on a foundation which we will place our soul's destiny. The sure foundation of the Lord will stand, and all others will crumble. The sure foundation of the Lord standeth sure. 2 Timothy 2:19 and 1 Timothy 6:19. The wise builder. This wise man built upon a foundation that was founded upon a rock, a firm foundation. Notice what Jesus said was needed to be a wise man, hearing and obeying. To build a strong foundation for a house, you must follow the directions found in the blueprints. The blueprints to a foundation are engineered to hold the weight of the structure and keep it stable. And if one leaves things out of the foundation, it is sure to crumble. As I was putting this together, my thoughts came to when we lived in Carlsbad, New Mexico. I decided to build a shed. So I got the blueprints, started putting everything together. So the shed was going to be 10 by 12. But the walls were going to be 15 foot, and the middle of the steeple was going to be 18 foot. So we're going to be very high walls because I was going to build, and I did build, a second floor. That floor was supposed to be an area where my two sons would play. But after they grew up, I wanted to turn it into a storage. But as I was building it, or going to, I was going to go ahead and put a wooden foundation. But as I thought about it, I said, the weight is going to be too heavy. The walls are going to be so high. I don't want the wind coming from underneath it and just blowing the whole shed down. So I decided to pour concrete. So I poured the concrete. I tapped it in there to where it would be a solid foundation, no hollow spots. And then I put the anchor bolts on the sides for the walls. So I wanted to make for certain that this shed wasn't going to fall apart on me, because I was going to build it on a wooden foundation, but I decided to build it on a strong, firm foundation, a cement foundation. But you see, this foundation is an earthly foundation, an earthly build. As Christians, we are building a spiritual foundation. Our spiritual foundation has to be based on the same principle. It has to be a strong foundation, no hollow spots. Firm, strong. our faith and obedience must be strong. So that is an example of our spiritual foundation. It has to be strong, as our brother Oren said in his prayer, to weather the storms. Our firm foundation must weather any kind of storm that comes our way. Now, for a Christian to build a firm foundation, he must read and follow the blueprints designed by Christ. The key to building a good foundation, a firm foundation, is to first hear Romans 10:17 and 2 Timothy 2:15. No one can know how to build a strong foundation unless one hears and studies the blueprints. We automatically build a weak foundation when we do not know how to build a strong one. Doer. Jesus said, "Whoso heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them," Matthew 7:24 and Matthew 7:21, "faithful men of God have always been doers." Obedience has always been a distinguishing mark of a faithful child of God. Obey. Jesus said, "Heareth and doeth them," Matthew 7:21. Faithful men of God have always been doers. In the patriarchal age, Abel is a good example, Genesis 4:4. In the Mosaic age, King Josiah is a good example, 2 Kings 22:2. In the Christian age, Paul is a good example, 2 Timothy 4:7. But there are so many other examples of faithful men and doers in the Bible. I could not list every one. You see, obedience has always been the distinguishing mark of a faithful child of God. The foundation we must build upon is obedience to God's word. The storms of life will afflict everyone without partiality. Whether we withstand depends upon our foundation. Only those with a strong, obedient faith will persevere. Those who do not obey will suffer now and in eternity. He has all authority, Matthew 28:18. As Lord, he commands obedience, Luke 6:46. The parables of these two builders or the two sons illustrate that God requires people to give heed to his word and to obey it, Matthew 7:21-27. Build on a rock. This rock on which we are to build our foundation is in the Old Testament referred to as deity, Deuteronomy 32:4 and Isaiah 28:16. 1 Corinthians 10:1-4 gives us a deep glimpse into who this rock deity is, and it says, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and he did all eat the same spiritual meat and did drink the same spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." So we see that the deity is Christ. The New Testament pictures Christ as this rock on which we are to build. Matthew 16:13-18. The foundation of God stands sure. 2 Timothy 19, 1 Corinthians 3:11, and Ephesians 2:20. Christ must be our foundation, and all other foundation cannot stand. The foolish builder. The foolish man has also heard the same truth and has equal intelligence to understand. But his foolishness is shown in that he does not secure that truth by putting it into practice. Luke 8:12. Some hear, but the devil takes the word away. 1 Corinthians 15:2. We must keep God's word in memory or lose it. James 1:22, the foolish man looks for an easy way out. He might say, well, it's easier to work in the sand. Many do not want to make the needed sacrifice that is required to have a firm foundation. Amos 6:1, a firm foundation can only be had by a diligent following and close adherence to the blueprints of God. Excuse me. So, conclusion. We are all going to build on a foundation. A firm foundation or a weak foundation. A firm foundation can only be had when we follow the instruction given by Jesus, the chief cornerstone. The day of judgment will be the final time of testing. Each shall give an account of himself to God, Romans 14:12. Only those who obey will be saved, Hebrews 5:9. The other day, I just happened to be watching one of the series. And on that series, the scene came up as a man got shot. And when he got shot, he was on the ground. So all of his friends were all around him. But what he said was what was striking. He kept saying, I don't want to go. I like what I'm doing. I want to stay. I don't want to go. I like what I'm doing. I don't want to go. He kept saying that over and over and over. He finally died. We must have a sound foundation. Our faith and our obedience must be strong. When it's our time, we must be able to say, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. We can't say what this gentleman did, but that was just on the show. But it's actually truth. When you do not know God and do not have no foundation with him, you're either going to be scared or you're going to be saying, I don't want to go. But when your faith and obedience and firm foundation, you're going to say, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. You see, as I have stated, each of us makes a choice as to how we build our foundation. The Lord invites all, but forces none. Matthew 11:28 to 30. Many put off accepting the Lord's invitation, Acts 24:25. Many are too busy with the affairs of this life. Many simply cannot be bothered. Eternal consequences come from daily decisions. There is a song based upon this parable. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. You see, obedience to Jesus Christ and his word is only sure foundation. So what are you building your hope for eternity upon? Only those who obey Christ have a foundation for life and eternity. Only Christ saves, but he only saves those who obey him. Hebrews 5:8-9. So we need to ask ourselves, what kind of foundation are you building? And I ask myself the same thing. Will you obey Christ today? If you believe in Jesus and want to receive the remission of your sins and be baptized to wash your sins, or if you are in need of our prayers, and begin to build your foundation to the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 22:16 says, and now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash the sins, call on the name of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. as we stand and sing the song of invitation.